This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Really good baseball. Coming out of the All-Star break, going into the All-Star break. All of a sudden, they're kind of sitting there, and the idea of a wild card spot comes into play just a little bit more, doesn't it? 49-50. Mm-hmm. They're 10 games back in the division.
Which is better than 15 back, where they were.
See? See?
Well, I'm just saying, I said to you.
No, I know, you're right.
I said to you probably 10, somewhere between 5 and 10 days ago, that you now have to look at the season in baby steps. And one of the first baby steps was to start winning series. And then along with that would come the ability to start jumping over other teams in the standings as far as the wild card was concerned. Let's not forget, I mean, they were behind what the Royals and the Twins just a few days ago. And they're still, now they've got, they picked up a game and a half on the Twins, and they're a game up on the Royals right now. And they are kind of on a collision course to keep moving up. Like even last night, I'm looking, I'm like, hey, what Texas do tonight? You know, what Tampa do? They picked up a full game on Tampa last night, didn't they? Yeah, because Tampa lost two in a row. So, you know, they're crawling. They're 3.5 out of that spot. The Rangers are 2.5. The Rays are 1.5. You pick up a win today. Now, all of a sudden, look at this. The Rangers and you're tied. Pick up another win and a loss. Now, all of a sudden, I mean, again, you're playing the hot hand and hoping that the Rangers and Rays are losing. But you're on a collision course if you can just play competitively to get into that last wild card spot. The last thing I want to see them do is over the next 8 days just kind of lay over and go, well, we're only 3.5 back in the wild card. That's going to be a long way because we got to jump over two teams to get there, and so let's just start trading guys off. I don't think they have to. And if you can get to the playoffs, anything can happen.
I also don't want to see them give up any people that they think are good, viable options for next year and beyond for real short-term help to try and make this thing work. I'm not sure this offense, even though it's been really good here the last several games during this stretch, I don't think the offense is enough to carry this team into the postseason and certainly be effective in the postseason. Doesn't mean they can't get in and win with pitching, and it doesn't mean you can't be opportunistic. I just don't know that this team this year is worth the investment. That said, they have three teams that they have to hurdle right now. But there are, you know, as you laid out, Andy, the Angels, Royals, Twins right behind them. It's a glut of teams right now trying to get in to the wild card spot. And Seattle and Boston are tied for, you know, spots right now. So there's just a lot going on. They won't stay this hot, but it doesn't mean they can't keep winning.
If they continue to keep playing these teams that they're supposed to beat and win series, that they're going to be right there.
Well, they have a chance, sure.
If they don't blow it up, that's sure. The whole thing. I don't want that. I didn't want them to blow it up 10 days ago, and I still don't want them. And I look at this 9-11, and you could, when Stephen Vogt was talking about this stuff in the beginning, I was like, because he said, the team feels like they're getting better. I know we're losing. We're not doing this. They lost a number of those games in that 10-game losing streak. with fluky things that were going on. If you go back and look at this last 11 games, two of those games came down to a play at the plate. So, you know, that, could they have easily equaled out that 10-game losing streak with an 11-game winning streak? Yeah, but it's baseball, so you're not necessarily going to get that. But they've done an outstanding job of trying to crawl back in this thing. Now they're in the middle of the pack and just keep charging forward, and good things are going to happen.
One thing that I watch and I keep just thinking, I keep thinking, come on, man. Really? And it's tough to say this when they've won 9 of 11 games. But it doesn't feel right to me. Last night, Kyle Manzardo comes up in the 6th inning and hits a home run. And Kyle had a pretty good game. Kyle was hitting cleanup. Okay? So he's your cleanup hitter. It's a left-handed hitter. He was 2-for-3 with a home run. Batting average is .219. It's not real good. But Kyle's your cleanup hitter. You're batting him 4th. And he was 2-for-3 in the game. Orioles make a pitching change in the next inning, in the 7th inning. And they bring in a left-hander. And they load the bases. The Guardians load the bases. And what does Stephen Vogt do? He lifts his cleanup hitter, who bats left-handed, and it just hit a home run in the 6th inning. The dude just hit a home run. Different pitcher, but he just hit a home run. And you lift him with the bases loaded and bring in David Fry to pinch hit. It's complete lefty-righty. It's complete analytics. It's complete following the numbers. And it's not managing a baseball game. It's reading off of a sheet. And I get it. It's the way a lot of things are done in baseball these days. But can I just make the argument here? You made the move, Andy. Mm-hmm. You bring in the right-hander to face the lefty. Okay?
Yeah.
Except for one thing. The lefty who you took out, Kyle Manzardo, just hit a home run. And on the season against left-handed pitching, Manzardo's hitting all of .196. So that makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah.
Except the guy you brought in to pinch hit for him is hitting .162 against lefties.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why do managers, our manager, and I like him. I think Stephen Vogt's terrific. He's done a great job. He's created a great culture there. Everybody likes playing for him. It seems like there's a great camaraderie in the clubhouse, and it seems like that nowadays has become the manager's main job. Because it's not to manage a baseball game. Because who lifts a guy who just hit a home run, was 2-for-3, is hitting cleanup, to bring in a guy hitting 34 points less against a left-hander? I truly don't understand
Is that career or just this year?
This year.
Well, I mean, here's the
David. I love David Fry. He's not hitting yet this year.
I am not disagreeing with you. My gut would say live in the now and do what the guy is doing for this season. And why would you pull a guy that just hit a home run? It was playing. I think lefty righty is the second most tired thing in baseball. The most tired thing is lifting a pitcher who's hot in the eighth inning because you feel like you need to bring the closer in. That's the other thing that drives
me. Unless the guy's at a pitch limit or something.
Right. So, but I mean, you could say there's a gut feeling. Like when I watch David Fry hit, I really don't look at him as a guy that's hitting .167. I kind of see the guy that's hitting .243 for his career. And I can understand how they see that. And again, we're talking about
243 is great shakes. And I really like David
because
Fry.
But when I look at our lineup, anybody hitting over .230 is okay with me right now. And that's where I've kind of settled in to the fact that you have a lineup that nightly puts five guys out there that are hitting under .200. So I don't know. Are you looking at the condensed version of 76 at bats or 78 at bats for this year? Or are you looking at that lifetime of 514?
I'm looking at a guy who 15 minutes ago hit a home run.
Yeah, I understand what you're
saying. And I'm lifting
him
with the bases loaded.
And I can't. So I'm making the other side of the argument. I'm not disagreeing with you. I agree with you. I'm not doing that last night. There's no way. I agree with you, but there are some things that are play. One, are you looking at him over the lifetime of his and do you think he can hit his way out of this funk that he's in? And two, is any Major League Baseball manager really managing anymore?
Well, that's
part
of the
big question. Brian Anderson has come on here
time
after time after time saying that most guys are just kind of sitting in the dugout and whatever the stats tell them to do, they'll do it, even if the emperor has no clothes on. Like, let's be honest, Jeff, is that not an emperor has no clothes on? Everyone's telling you, or the stats are telling you, or your boss is telling you, hey, the right thing to do here, especially when we're looking at a righty-lefty matchup, that, you know, David Fry is probably the guy to put in here, even though your eyes just told you, man, Manzardo's having a great game. Why would I pull him? Right? And so now, who's the smartest guy in the room?
And some of the numbers are telling you that against left-handers, Manzardo's better than Fry.
But you choose not to look at those numbers.
You're looking at different numbers.
That's the beauty of Menegan Ball. You can have the numbers work out to anything you want. I just want to see if he's paying attention.
216-474-0092. Do managers even manage this game anymore? Or are they just looking at the tablet in the dugout and, okay, here, I've got to do this now. Why? Because the numbers tell me to. Lefty-righty, that's the way it's supposed to go. You lifted a guy who just hit a home run. Your cleanup hitter with the bases loaded. And you brought in a guy who's hitting significantly less this year against left-handed pitching. I don't understand. If you do, please call and explain. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.